besarme, quitarme mi irresponsable y chiquita una muerte. Soy culpable por tener una parte. Soy responsable que tú seas aparte.
It's waiting for you. That Chinese Show is a two-hour music and spoken word program.
In our first hour, we will be bringing you a wide selection of Chinese instrumentals and pop music, as well as showcasing a Canadian band each week.
During our second hour, we'll invite famous Chinese doctors to discuss about healthcare and experts to share their opinions on important issues in China.
Tune in to That Chinese Show every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
每周六中午十二点到下午两点，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1电台的 That Chinese Show 家中音乐，中医保健，时事评论。愿 That Chinese Show 伴随您度过难忘时光。
And welcome back. That last track before that promo was Panda Bear, Take Pills, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So I was talking earlier at the start of the show about Ghost Skate Day. It's my first Ghost Skate Day, mobbed with like 300 other skaters from spot to spot. And it was so fun. Like, there was, I mean, I definitely was not expecting to stay the whole time because, I mean, I'm not really... I wouldn't say I'm a huge impact skater, was what I'll say, but I actually kind of suck. But, you know, I think a lot of the spots there to skate were huge gaps or, like, rails, and so it kind of made it so that I was mostly a spectator. So I honestly didn't get to skate a whole bunch on Ghost Skate Day yesterday, but it was still fun nonetheless. The day started off at Plaza, the Plaza Skate Park under the Georgia Viaduct, and then it came, the first spot was right by where like Cirque du Soleil usually is, by the curbs by the seawall. They had a contest of like who could ride the longest, and they gave cash prizes. The next spot after that was Victory Square, which I think for this event, I think they might have cut the end of the rail off, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was already cut off, but they had this crazy setup where they had, in Victory Square, they had this big handrail, and then another, like, big gap. Oh, it's kind of clipping. They had a big handrail and then another big gap, and it was so much speed. And then the next spot after that was the spot by Waterfront, and it was so funny. We were supposed to skate this stair set. It's a very famous spot. They call it New Spot. It's an old spot now, so I think that name's a little antiquated, but when we got there, there was this big art fair there, so we couldn't, you know, obviously skate there. There were people, you know, selling their wares and whatnot. But it was just this really fun moment where there was just a busker. He was playing some sort of, like, woodwinds instrument, some sort of flute or something or other. And I think we totally made his day because there was, like, 300 kids there all just sort of, like mobbing and, like, bobbing to his music, and everyone was giving him cash tips. And it was so fun. Everyone was kind of like, oh, we totally made this guy's day. And I was talking to my friend Justice. Oh, this is also an aside. My buddy Justice, this guy I met in Korea while I was traveling, who also just so happened to be from Abbotsford, also from British Columbia, and I met him in Korea. Totally never met him in the city before. He's come from Korea and was visiting, and I was talking to Justice, who came up to Ghost Skate Day, for Vancouver's Ghost Skate Day, and I guess at large to see his family. We're talking about how, yeah, I mean, I think Ghost Skate Day probably gets a bad rep for being this kind of juvenile thing where kids take to the streets and we're blocking off traffic and, you know, doing some hooligan stuff. But, you know, I think it was kind of like a very sweet moment where we, like, made this guy's day. Like, you know, I think he was never expecting to busk and play to a crowd of that, you know, scale. So that was really, really fun. The last spot at Queen Elizabeth Theatre was this tent stair, and by then I was just so tired and didn't really eat all day, and it was like, oh, okay, like, we were just at a 12 stair before, it was like a way better gap, and now we're at QE Theatre for a 10 stair, and it was kind of like, okay, you know. But as we're about to leave, everybody's starting to line up around this humongous stair set. It's like an 8 It's like an eight stair, and there's a flat bit, and then another eight stair. And so it's, you know, essentially a 20-stair staircase, if not bigger. And everyone's lining up in it, and I'm like, there's no way that, like, somebody's going to try to ollie this. And we're waiting. And then somebody tries it, and someone's like, you know, this guy, I forget his name already. Do you remember his name? It's this guy. He like rolls up to the staircase and he chugs the rest of his paps and throws on the ground and he throws down and he sends this humongous ollie, and he sticks it and like he just like shoots out and he's like, okay, I'm gonna try this. And then for the next like 20 minutes we watch him take four tries, and this is the kind of thing where it's like I feel he probably can try it multiple times, and he tried it four times, and by the end he'd just gotten so broken off and he was so beaten up. And he didn't land it, but man, that was some real carnage. Like, oh my God, I thought that guy was going to die, man. He was like, the amount of air, like time he got for jumping a 20 stair was crazy. And like when he like stuck at his board flex so much, like it's crazy that he was able to take that impact. And then I saw him at courts again, like after that, like still like airing out of quarter pipes, like unfazed that he just like totally probably bruised his heels and everything trying to take the impact on this gap. So yeah, it was really, really fun, and I had such a great time. And then there was a demo at Britannia Courts where a bunch of pros are doing this tour right now through Thrasher. Got to see Evan Smith and like Rick McCrank just totally kill it on this new quarter pipe we got at Courts. And they were doing these crazy air outs from this tiny quarter pipe all the way to the top of this brick wall that like all the gramps are leaned upon, and it was such a crazy and fun event. And they had a free barbecue too. Your boy got a glizzy. I had to wait in line for it though, but it was pretty sweet. But yeah, it was great. Anyways, I'm getting down to the bottom of my hour for today. So if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on again at the same time at noon till 1 for open mic. So for my last couple of tracks, I'll pick a couple. We'll see what we have time for. But I'm going to be playing a Sheena Ringo track, as recommended by my friend Kyo, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
on my heart. No one ever really dies. Well, no one ever really cared either. They nod as if incredulity made them wiser. The mythicizer, 'twas the Almighty told me play the defier. And it pleased him tremendous how I speak my sentence. Instinct prompts me. Ain't no money on my conscience. Instinct prompts me. Ain't no applause on my heart. Instinct prompts me. And should it get cold and dark, instinct will prompt me to rob you probably. I simply stay in tune. My thoughts are walking baseline. There are days I only get to see my son on FaceTime. Man-made monsoon, roller coaster tycoon. I believe I'll dust my broom as the blues echo through my being. I wrestle two or three cells for the evening. On the playback, my hands were still moving too fast. The Rubaiyat cruise past. I wave and say, y'all have fun. You know, Roe still hold his poems like a shotgun. That nigga too serious. My sadness a hound dog, and he creep beside me, and he creep beside me. My sadness a hound dog, and he creep beside me, and he creep beside me. My sadness a hound dog, and he creep beside me, and he creep beside me. My sadness a hound dog, and he creep beside me, and he creep beside me.
In the howl's mounting echo, the certain deep silence cannot let go. I'm on a change with settings of the sun, I open window. A journey with a ton, I hold my kinfolk. Through these stars and stars, passing cars and bars, it's just how we are. It's just how we are. Stars and stars and passing cars, it's just how we are.
Our jousting echoes. Pain passes the threshold, makes you feel special. Calling out kayfabe wrestle, the arguing's all real. Mustard pretzel art deals, stained white tees. Delilah delights me, Ronda Rousey type beat. Giant steps, tight leap. Samson on the Samson cordless. Ram's horses, damaged corset. And of course the language grew coarser. I find myself a leaky faucet and get to wrenching. The words henchmen, bench pressing sunrises. Sometimes it's overwhelming to be helming the creation of everything. Or so I imagine, true magic in my fingertips. Down to the wing tips, down to the creases, down to the meat and potatoes, down to the beaten cables, down to the streets and fables, and deeper still, you gotta be for real. You know, rapping get people killed. You know, rapping get people killed. It get deeper still, you gotta be for real. You know, rapping get people killed. You know, rapping get people, it get deeper still. You gotta be for real. You know, rapping get people killed. You know, rapping get people killed. It get deeper still. You gotta be for real. You know, rapping get people killed. All these spells. In this world's strangest, most dangerous occupation.
Yeah. These stars and stars, passing cars and bars, it's just how we are. It's just how we are.